Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got a question for you, Katie Cap. Okay. I was out with some friends this past weekend, and we were at a restaurant, and we were all sitting there talking because it was a fairly nice restaurant. And in came two dudes and what looked like to be their wives, and the guys had hats on. Oh, I know. So it led to a conversation regarding men and hats and whether or not that should be allowed in restaurants, if that's a good look or not. Thoughts? What do you think?
It depends on the restaurant. It depends on the hat. It depends on their entire getup, because that's the thing. A lot of guys can make their hat work with their outfit, right? Like they planned it that way. So if it's a nice hat, now if it's just a torn up Rockies hat that has sweat all the way across the brim, maybe leave that at home. But that's the thing, is I think that is a very old school way of thinking when it comes to hats in restaurants, because I know that like my grandpa used to yell at my brother when he'd wear a hat at the table, and that's what it reminds me of. It's like an old school way of thinking. We've definitely gotten lax at home
for sure. I'll sit there with a hat on.
Yes.
But if it's like a family dinner, like a Thanksgiving or doing something with a family, I will most likely take it off.
Probably because you're going to make your grandma mad, though.
She's dead.
No, she's not.
I still got one left.
I got one left.
But she's pretty chill, so I don't think she would
have. Usually who it upsets is the older people, you know? So it's like, maybe this is something that's just going to phase out in the next few years.
Well, my whole thing was, is like, if you're going into the restaurant with that hat on and then you pull it off as you're coming in and you're sitting there, would you rather have the hat on or the... look at somebody's sweaty, messed up hair.
Because that's it, too.
That's the thing. As Josh is wearing a hat.
Josh wears hats. But Josh's hats are nice, and they go with his outfit, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like he planned them. He's not wearing a sweaty baseball cap. He's got, like, the $100 aloe hat on.
I know, but, we were at a nice place, though. It was a nice place. And to see everyone else dressed fairly nicely, and then these two guys come in with their wives with hats on, I was like, I don't know if that's a good look or not. I don't know.
What did the wives think? Did they?
Well, I didn't get up and ask them.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what do you think about your husband's hat?
Just saying. Like, if they were, did they look embarrassed? Did they look like they didn't want to be seen with their husband with the hat?
No.
Like, how did that? No, it was just you who had a problem with it.
No, it brought up a conversation at the table. Is like that an old school, dated way to look at things? That you're not allowed to wear hats to restaurants anymore. I don't know. It was just brought up. I thought I'd toss it out to you and get your thoughts.
Yeah.
But you're pretty chill.
Maybe
you weren't the right person to talk to about this.
No. Well, I think that it's okay in certain settings, especially now. Like, I think all of that is kind of, we're wearing
weddings?
Crop tops at work, you know? Mm. So it's like.
Hats at a wedding?
No.
Hats at a funeral?
No.
Quinceañera?
Again, like cowboy hats.
Sure. You totally pull
you know,
that.
Like I think that's where again you have to make the differentiation is which hat are you bringing to which occasion. You know,
what's funny, when we go on vacation, I like to buy new hats just because I know we're going to be like taking pictures and doing things. So I always buy a new hat to make sure it's not all sweaty and nasty. So I'm a very courteous hat wearer.
See, there you go.
Thank you very much, Jer. Thank you.
Right.
I think that's probably why it ticked me off, because I was like, hey, be courteous, dudes.
Is that sweat on that hat?
Ew. All right, we're going to be opening up the phone lines here again, and we're going to be talking about your possessions, things that you have that you could just not live without. This dude named Matt, he wrote, Matt in Littleton. Thanks, Matt from Littleton, for writing in. He says, hey, JKJ, my wife and I talk about you when we get drunk. That's how we started the note.
Not the first time I've been told that.
Yeah. He says, we have a silly game that we play with our friends to see who could come up with the best radio topics. And he goes, ha, 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 he wrote out. That's kind of a fun thing to do, I guess.
Yeah, thanks for doing our job. You should text us in those topics.
No, he did. Well, he wrote in.
Okay.
So he goes, so we're out at the neighborhood brew pub a couple days ago when our topic turned into a surprisingly heated conversation. We were talking about what two possessions could you keep for the rest of your life. He says, it's not money, not your car, just two things that you own that you would be absolutely crushed to lose. Let me add on to that. No kids, no dogs, none of that either. Okay? So what two, things? It was fascinating. Everyone had different answers. They were so different. One guy said his grandfather's watch and his guitar. My wife said our wedding photo album and this beat-up stuffed rabbit she's had since she was three. Another one of my friends said his smoker. He took mine. And his vinyl record collection.
Oh.
Made me realize that the things we value most aren't usually the expensive stuff. They might be things with stories attached to them. So he wraps up by saying, now I'm curious. What are your guys' two possessions that you could never live without? I think you'd get some really great stories out of people. We love the show. Did your work for you is how he ended it. And that was Matt.
That's
in
funny.
Littleton.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt, and your drunk friends. That's very kind of you. So that's the question out there this morning. What two possessions could you keep for the rest of your life? You only get to pick two, so you got to think hard about this. What are the two? And again, you can't pick your dog. You can't pick your kids. You can't see your house. Like, I want things. Things that you actually went out and got, or you got as gifts, or maybe they were handed down to you. And like Matt, I was going to say my Traeger definitely would be one of mine. Man, I love that Traeger.
Smoking
I used it again this weekend.
You did, yeah.
I was smoking them chicken.
And then you showed off with pictures, so I agree with you. I think you need that in your life.
I think mine would be my Traeger and my iPad Mini, probably.
Oh, you're taking technology?
I love that iPad Mini. It is the greatest little gadget I own.
I am running.
I'm doing iPad Mini.
As far away from the handhelds as I can.
Well, hold on to it. Well, hold on to yours.
Okay.
I want to fill up phone lines. What are your possessions, your two possessions that you would take, no matter what? You can only have them, you can have them for the rest of your life. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Phone lines are already ringing. I love this.
Yeah.
Think
Call
about
in.
It. Call in. Let's have some fun with JKJ. Like, a couple things I was thinking about. Like, I've got a winter jacket. It's this Ariat winter jacket that I absolutely love. It's my most favorite jacket. I was thinking about choosing that.
Aw.
I had some socks that I really love, too. But I
socks.
Went with my smoker and my iPad Mini. What are you guys picking? Your two possessions that you would just not be able to live without. 303-691-1649. Josh, what did you pick?
You know, I went not the digital route at all, which is shocking for me. I have an old Bible that I have just annotated the heck out of, and I love that, and I'd be so devastated to lose that. And then I have a handmade blanket made by my grandma, and I got that. My mom, there's a picture of me the day I was born, and I'm swaddled in it. Like, I'm wrapped up in it. And I've had that my entire life, and it's in my closet right now. And if I were to ever lose that, like, that's the thing I want to pass to my son.
Do you ever swaddle yourself with it still?
Heck yeah, I do. It's so warm. That's the other thing, is it's so warm. It's actually like a massive blanket, so it still fits me.
That's
and I
cute.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And yes, aww. I swaddle myself.
I bet you do.
Daily.
Nothing like a good swaddle.
Yeah, don't do that while you're reading the Bible. Right?
No, heavens no.
303-691-1649. What are your two possessions? Here's Kimmy Kim. Hi, Kim.
Good morning, JKJ. How are we doing?
Well, we're super dupes. What
First
are
you? First of all, happy 4th of July week.
Happy what happy week?
4th of July week.
Oh, oh yeah. You as well.
Thank you.
What are your two possessions?
So one, when I was a little girl, then I grew up, my mom actually got, because we're Cherokee tribe, and my mom got those really pretty hair clip thingies that they're handmade from, like, you know, different tribes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So my mom got those, and I got them passed on to me when my mom passed away. So I have them tucked into my dresser. So those ones. And then the second one is, as I was growing up, my dad was a recovering alcoholic. And so when he passed away, I got his 32-year chip. And I hold that close to me in my wallet. My car got broken into last year, down in Denver when they had their Halloween parade. And I thought it got taken while my purse got stolen,
come to find out
it was actually in my other wallet that I didn't transfer to my new wallet, so it was still in my dresser. So I had a heart attack, but then I found it. I was like, poof. Yeah.
Do you carry it with you, like, kind of as a good luck charm, or?
Yes, it's
I'm
in my
sure
wallet.
You do.
I carry it every day.
it's a big deal. Like, the fact that your dad made 32 years, like, I'd hang on to that, too. Like, it was just priceless.
Pretty solid.
Absolutely.
Kim, those are good. Those are good ones.
Thank you.
We appreciate you calling in, and you have a great week.
You're welcome. Be safe this weekend.
Thanks,
you
Kim.
As well.
You too. Bye.
I promise. No pop bottle rockets in my butt this year.
Don't blow your hand off or your butt off, Jeremy. Weirdo.
We have a woman named Isis on the line. We're going to get to you. We had two other people drop off. I want to talk to you guys. 303-691-1649. Ashley wrote in and said, I would never give up my Kindle and my weighted blanket. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My wife's got one of those
weighted blankets.
Those
are pretty
solid. I love Chris. He wrote in and said, I could never give up my CPAP machine and my coffee maker.
See, that's what I'm talking about. What do you actually use that you're like, I could not live without this?
If you're drinking that much coffee, maybe you don't, you know, that's why you need the CPAP machine. You're not sleeping because you got so much caffeine in you.
Maybe
cut out the coffee, but my CPAP machine and my coffee maker. Mike wrote in and said, I could never give up my PS5 and my recliner. Judge me all you want, Jake.
No, that's real. That
is
a real choice right there.
It's things that make you happy, you know? 303-691.
On your face.
1649. Your name is Isis?
Yes, it is.
Well,
it's the name of the Egyptian goddess.
Okay.
Well, duh. Yeah. Which is what you are, obviously.
Yes.
So what's up, goddess? What are the two things you're holding on to?
For me, it's my dad's ashes and a journal that he wrote for me.
Oh,
before
so good.
Yes.
What's in the journal? Like, what kind of stuff?
Basically, like, his day-to-day life with my mom and what it was like while I was in her tummy. Like, their excitement for me to come.
Oh.
Boy, that beeps a CPAP machine and a coffee maker all day long.
That's adorable.
Kind of carried on that tradition, and I have a journal for my daughter and my nephew as well.
That's really cute. Katie's crying right now.
No, I wrote, it's so funny. I wrote in a journal while I was pregnant with my baby Nana, and I wrote to her almost every day. And I was just like, this is how I'm feeling. I just can't wait to meet you. And I know when she was old enough to read it, it meant so much to her. She kept it. And I hope that she hangs on to it like you are, and she cares about it as much as you do, Isis, because it's just so heartwarming to me.
Yes, it means a lot. I'm so happy you did the same.
So sweet. Oh, everybody's crying now,
Isis.
Thanks a lot.
This is so great. Happy tears, Isis. It's happy.
Thank you for calling in, Isis. You have a great day.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Page one was like, I'm sorry you were a mistake.
No, she was not. That never. You don't write that.
You're a happy little accident. Our happy little accident.
Happy little accident.
Jenna wrote in and said, I could never give up my KitchenAid mixer and my pickleball paddle. Those are pretty good.
Those are good.
We had a Katie write in. She said, I would forever hold on to my paddleboard and my Bluetooth speaker. I make every summer my biatch.
That sounds like something my kid would say.
That's pretty good. All right, what are your two, Katie?
Well, I was going to say my grandma's blanket, and Josh said it.
That's
so
okay.
Mine is so tattered, and like my grandma, it's the blanket that's the full, like it's double-sided, and it's the weighted blankets as well, but from back in the day. And I've had this every day for my whole life, and it is tattered, and squares are coming off. But when I put it around me, it makes me feel so comfortable.
It's like grandma's holding you.
So safe when I have this blanket, and I've had it my whole life. So definitely that. And then Zoe, baby Nana, she has given me a couple necklaces that I'm wearing one right now, actually. And it's like my favorite. It's a Swarovski diamond crystal.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite things. And every time I look at it, it makes me smile because I think of her. So I think that those would probably be the things I would hang on to. And then if I couldn't take my grandma's blanket, it would be my recipe box with all of my important things in it that I keep.
Cute.
Yeah. So,
that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
I would take my actual grandma.
Would you take? No, people,
the one,
Jeremy,
that's dead, though.
Oh.
Yeah. She's
gosh. Well,
she's mummified on the couch.
Turn,
I would probably
have
to take her with me for sure.
Jeremy.
I don't want anyone finding that.
Gosh.